This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. At least six people have died in a coronavirus outbreak in Seattle, Washington, with now more than 100 coronavirus cases in the United States. Europe, meanwhile, has its own set of challenges, as Charles de Ledesma reports.
The coronavirus is fast affecting a growing number of Europeans. Tens of thousands of students in virus cluster zones are home from school in France, with a smaller number in Germany and Poland facing quarantines or days without class. France's education minister has told LCI television in France it's probable more schools could close and confirmed he had ordered a freeze on all school trips. As the new coronavirus takes hold in Europe, the continent is facing the same complications seen in Asia weeks ago, including a cruise ship with hundreds of passengers now trapped in Norway. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United Kingdom Prime Minister Boris Johnson said on Tuesday the UK remains extremely well prepared to deal with the threat of the new virus outbreak. Johnson spoke as the British government published its coronavirus action plan, which laid out steps it could take should the virus spread more widely.
I fully understand public concern, your concern about the global spread of the virus, and it is highly likely that we will see a growing number of UK cases. And that's why keeping the country safe is the government's overriding priority.
He reiterated the advice of health experts urging people to wash their hands with soap and water for the length of time it takes to sing Happy Birthday twice. Now, the Prime Minister stressed for the majority of people in Britain it was still business as usual. There have been at least 40 cases of the new virus in the UK. This is VOA News. Candidates still left in the race for the Democratic presidential nomination are trying to rally as many voters to their cause as Super Tuesday voting is underway, where 14 states will make selections. As VOA's Jim Malone explains, those candidates are trying to regain momentum behind frontrunners Senator Bernie Sanders and former Vice President Joe Biden.
Tuesday is also the first big test for former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Bloomberg, a billionaire, has spent hundreds of millions of dollars on TV ads and will face voters for the first time. Democrats will have fewer candidates to choose from on Tuesday. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar ended her campaign Monday, a day after former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg pulled out of the race after a poor showing in South Carolina. And billionaire hedge fund manager Tom Steyer ended his campaign over the weekend. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is still in the race, battling for delegates on Tuesday, even though she has done poorly in the contest so far. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
During a campaign rally Monday evening, Amy Klobuchar and Congressman Beto O'Rourke endorsed former Vice President Joe Biden. The head of the United Nations Refugee Agency on Tuesday appealed for restraint in the use of force against migrants and refugees massing at Greek-Turkey borders. Filippo Grandi added that the top news of the day was not the Rohingya in Bangladesh, and that, he says, is regrettable.
It's very regrettable, and may I say, you also have a responsibility in keeping this issue alive, because this is, you know, Bangladesh hosts almost 1 million people, almost 900,000 people now for several years, and they deserve support, and they deserve attention.
He pointed out that Bangladesh was hosting close to 1 million Rohingya refugees and deserves support. He said if the world keeps moving to the next crisis, it will not be able to respond to situations that have not been resolved. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the United States will begin a partial withdrawal down to 8,600 U.S. troops in Afghanistan in the coming days as the Taliban and the U.S. issue conflicting messages about future violence in the war-torn nation. Speaking at a Pentagon news conference Monday, Esper said that the newly inked U.S.-Taliban agreement requires the U.S. military to start withdrawing forces within 10 days of its signing on February the 29th. But it appears U.S. officials and the Taliban have a conflicting understanding about the commitments made within the peace plan. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.